Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Boys and girls, welcome back. I am so glad that you're joining me today. This week, we have been talking about the lessons and the stories that Jesus has been telling about those who are wealthy and some principles that we can learn for sharing our things with others who are not as fortunate as we are. Well, last time, we learned about a young man who came to Jesus and said, "Hey, my brother has more of the inheritance than I'm getting." What was Jesus' response to him? He talked about being content with what we have, right? Before we get into our lesson today, though, I want us to stop and bow our heads and pray that God's Spirit will be with us. Dear Lord, send your Spirit into our hearts that as we read from your word, you will help us to understand and that we will be able to be more like you because of our time spent with you right now. Thank you. Amen. A man who thought his brother wasn't being fair in dividing the family property had wanted Jesus to help settle the quarrel. But instead, Jesus told a story about coveting and wanting more. Do you remember what coveting means? That's a big word, to covet. It's not something that we use all the time, but it's to desire wrongfully. If my boys see their friends with all their Legos and say, "I want their Legos," that would be coveting. It's not being content with what we have. Well, the story that Jesus told was about a rich man who harvested so much food from his farm, he couldn't get it all into his barns. So he was wondering, what should I do with all this extra food? God had given him so many blessings. He had worked his farm, he had harvested his food, and now after the harvest, he looks at everything that he harvested, and there was so much they wouldn't fit in his barns. Well, if he left it out in the barnyard, what would happen? The rain would come, the snow would come, it would end up rotting all of his produce or all of his food. And so he was looking at his problem, and he was like, what am I going to do? We're going to look at Luke chapter 12, verse 16 and 17. Luke chapter 12, verse 16 and 17. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Once you find Luke, then you're going to find chapter 12. That's about the middle of the book, chapter 12. And then once you find chapter 12, look right below it, look down. There's all kinds of little numbers. Go until you find verse 16 and 17. If you need more time, pause the recording. Once you find it, press play again, and we're going to read it together.
Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?'"
So this is his problem. He has all this food. What's he going to do with it? What would you do with it if you had all kinds of toys, extra toys that you got, and you just didn't know what to do with them all? What would you do? Would you build a bigger house? Would you build more bookshelves or more cubbies to store them in? Well, that was this man's problem. He didn't know what to do with all of his harvest. Well, he thought about this problem and thought and thought, and then he came up with an idea. I know! Here's what he said in verse 18. Here is his idea.
So he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barn and build greater, and there I will store all my crop and my goods."
What was he going to do? He decided he would pull down his barns and build bigger barns, and then put all of his crops and his goods in the barns. Wow. What else could he do with it? Why don't you kind of think, what could this man do with his extra harvest? Did this man think that the food that he was blessed with belonged to God, or did he think that it belonged to him? He thought that it belonged to him. But did it? It belonged to God. Everything is God's. God gives us the opportunity to take care of it for him. God sent the sunshine, God sent the rain, and the fresh air so the plants could grow and make that food. That rich man had had enough, didn't he? If he had filled up his barn, would he have had enough? Yes. So what could he have done with that extra food? Could he have given it maybe to the poor? God had made provision for the poor. That means God had provided this extra blessing so that the man could give to the poor and help them. But the rich man selfishly kept it all for himself. What good would that do him? Well, we're going to find out. The rich man had not thought about the poor people who were hungry and needed food. He could have shared all of his extra harvest with them. All he was thinking about was himself. With so much food, he was sure that he had enough. He could eat and drink all he wanted. He thought he wouldn't have to worry about anything else. What does verse 19 say? Luke chapter 12, verse 19. This is what the man's attitude was.
"And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease. Eat, drink, and be merry.'"
Do you remember the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do to you, right? Well, was this rich man obeying the golden rule? Was he sharing the extra that he had? He was no better than an animal, only looking out for himself with no thought for others. I think of our dogs. We have our three dogs, and then we also have our neighbor's five dogs, even though their dog just had puppies, so now they have like seven dogs, maybe. I don't know. They have a lot of dogs. That's not the point. Our dogs and the neighbor dogs love to come and hang out at our house where the compost is, because as I'm cooking and there's little scraps of food, I put it all into a bowl and we take it outside and we dump it on the compost pile. The dogs love it because they come out and they start eating the food. There's a couple dogs who are the top dog. And being the top dogs, they don't care about anybody else. If they want to get that compost food, they will stand over it, snarl and growl and chase all the other dogs away, and then they'll eat it and keep it all for themselves. They are no better than this rich man who had so much extra, but he was not willing to share. All he cared about was himself. Does Jesus want us to be like that? Does he want us to be selfish and to keep everything for ourselves? No. He wants us to look out for others, to do to others what we would have them do to us. We're going to find out next time about what happened to this rich man. I know I think about this story, and it really inspires me to share with others and to be generous with others. God has provided and blessed me with so much, and I'm sure you can think of many things that God has blessed you with. He wants us to take those blessings that He has given us and share them with others. Do you want to do that today? I know I do. Let's pray and ask God to work in us and through us to do what He wants us to do. Dear Heavenly Father, come into our hearts. Help us to be content with what we have. Help us to use the blessings that You have given us to share with others and to be a blessing to them. I thank You so much for the story that You give us that helps us to learn what You desire of us. Go with us today, throughout our day. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.